Kansaland Radio sports coverage continues with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for tonight's area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technology, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tollison.
Regional football in the postseason comes to a close here tonight as we have finished week number 10 of the high school football season, as four area teams will advance to play another day as they will head to the quarterfinals next Friday night. Who are they? Who will they play? We'll find that out and much more coming up here during the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Again, Seth Tollison here with you. Kurt Kilman also in studio. He's busy getting recaps ready for us from our area games of the week on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Also, he's got all the scores lined up for us. We'll get to those here in just a minute. But again, I want to remind you, coming up here in the show, we'll take a look at all of the playoff brackets, take a look at what teams are still alive and who they will play coming up next week, and what their kind of championship drive route might look like. We'll take a look coming up later in the show. We'll get to those recaps, like I mentioned, and also we'll take a look at what's coming up here this weekend as we cover some college football. We'll get to that and more again here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Well, our game on 103.9 FM, taking quite a bit of time, so that allowed us to get all of the scores we needed for the show here ready to go, so let's jump into it. We'll start with 8-man Division II regional football action. The number one team in the state wins it over Hanover, 52-26. This game was 28-26 at halftime, and it was Hanover again trying to get back into this one on multiple occasions. They came storming back twice, but there in the second half, it was all Axtell as the Eagles win this one, 52-26. They are 10-0. They will take on Waverly coming up in the quarterfinals. Frankfort tonight, their season comes to an end as they had a tough test on the road at Thunder Ridge. It was the Longhorns winning this one 58-8, again due to the travel distance. That game got started a little earlier here this evening, and Thunder Ridge wins this one big 58-8. Again, your final score, the Frankfort Wildcat season, their record 7-3 to wrap up 2021. Another team from the Twin Valley League season sees their season come to an end, as tonight it was a battle of the Eagles as Clifton Clyde and Canton Galva, both Eagle mascots, playing tonight. Clifton Clyde would fall as the number three team in the state. Canton Galva wins this one 66-20. Clifton Clyde, their record to wrap up the season at 7-2. So congratulations to them. Again, an 8-man Division I team here this year. In 1A football tonight, it is the number one team in the country, or in the state in Kansas in Class 1A. It is Oldby. The Eagles knock off Jackson Heights. The score 35-0. That might sound familiar because that was the score of the first matchup here this season when these two teams met up. And same result here tonight in the regional round. Oldby wins it 35-0 over the Cobras as Jackson Heights, their season ends with a 5-5 record. A matchup of two teams from the local area. It's the NEKL Jefferson County North Chargers taking on the Twin Valley League Troy Trojans, as this one was also a close one. Troy would jump out to an 8-0 lead in the first quarter. JCN then would score twice in the second quarter to make it 16-8 at halftime. And then Jefferson County North got things going in the third quarter as they would go on to score the rest of the points in the game to win it 48-8, the final score. JCN will advance. They will play on Olpe again coming up in quarterfinal action. Also in Class 1A, one other local school in action still next week. That will be Centralia, as it was a Twin Valley League matchup in postseason football tonight. The Panthers over the Valley Heights Mustangs tonight 41-0, so Centralia advances to take on Linden again next week. Nemaha Central gave Rossville a run for their money early on in their game against the number one team in the state in Class 2A, but it was all dogs in the second half. Rossville wins this one 32-12. Nemaha Central, their season ends with a record of 7-3. Still undefeated, that would be the Holton Wildcats tonight, as the number four team in Class 3A gets the win over Perry LeCompton. 41-0, the Wildcats advance. They will take on Girard in the quarterfinals. The first matchup between these two teams earlier in, again, district play, Holton won it 28-7, but tonight Holton's defense and offense showed up, and they win big 41-0 over the Cause. And the great season for Atchison, the Phoenix's first season with that mascot, comes to an end tonight as they finish the year with a 8-2 record, their first winning season going back to 2016. So a great season for Atchison. Unfortunately for them, they ran into a tough Eudora team tonight at home as the Cardinals win this one big. 50-7 is your final score. Boy, we've reached our first break. Let's take it. We'll come back. We'll review the scores again after this here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Grandpa sure does love deer season at Ron Kirk's Body Shop at Holton.
That's funny. I've never seen him out in a tree stand or with a gun, Colby.
Well, Hayden, I don't think he goes hunting, but deer season can sure bring more business to the body shop.
Oh, dear, Colby. But you're right. Deer are very active this time of year. We hope you avoid any deer or winter accidents.
But if you happen to hit a deer with your vehicle, of course, we want you to take it to Grandpa at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
He's been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with the Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Another item from our community calendar, always found free online at msconews.net and powered by JBN Telephone Company. The Donovan West Junior and Senior High School K Club will have an assembly this Thursday, November 11th at 2 p.m. to honor veterans. Everyone is welcome to attend. For more info, call 442-3286. That's the D West K Club Veteran Assembly this Thursday, November 11th at 2 p.m.
Yeah,
Yeah, we're back here at the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Seth Tollefson here hosting the show here for you one final time during the football season. Of course, we'll have a scoreboard show coming up back during basketball season, which we don't want to look too far ahead, but don't forget that will be coming up here when we get to the month of December, but we still have postseason football to take care of, and let's do that by taking a look at regional scores here from, again, week number 10 tonight. We'll start off, again, 8-man Division II Axtell tonight, all over Hanover, 52-26, a game that was close at halftime, but Axtell runs away with this one to get to 10-0. Also tonight in Division II, it is number 2 Thunder Ridge over Frankfort, 58-8. We move to 8-man Division I, number 3 Canton Galva. They knock off Clifton Clyde by a score of 66-20. Clifton Clyde, their season ends with a 7-2 record. Also tonight, as we advance to 1A regional action, number 1 Olpe tonight tops Jackson Heights 35-0 for the second time this season. By that exact same score, Olpe will advance. Also in Class 1A, Jefferson County North, they get the win tonight over Troy, 48-8. JCN won the first meeting of those two teams, 22-12, and during the second half, it was all JCN as they win that one big. Centralia tonight, they shut out Valley Heights, 41-0. Centralia, with that win, improves to 7-2. They will next play Linden in Class 1A. Our last team in Class 2A still alive going into tonight, but Nemaha Central does fall tonight at number 1 Rossville, as it was the Dogs in the second half rolling to the 32-12 victory. It was close. In fact, at one point in the first half, Nemaha Central did have an early lead, but after that it was all Rossville as they advanced to get to 10-0. Also at 10-0 and still alive is Holton, as the Wildcats knock off Perry LeCompton tonight at home. Again, in regional action, so the regional championship going to the Wildcats. They defeat Perry LeCompton tonight, 41-0, and a very good season for Atchison comes to a close tonight as they lose at home to Eudora there. The Cardinals win that one, 50-7 over the Phoenix. We've got one more break to take here as we approach the top of the hour of 10 o'clock. We're going to take the break. We'll come back, take a look at scores, also look at the brackets right after this on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Giant Communications has its origins for over 63 years as one of the earliest independent telecommunications companies in the state of Kansas. Giant Communications and its sister companies serve more than 7,000 business and residential customers in over 40 Kansas counties. Over the years, Giant has not become the biggest telecommunications provider in the state, but we've become the most dependable, offering TV, telephone, and internet for a few or a few hundred business employees. Contact Giant Communications or connect remotely at giantcom.net for all your telecommunication services.
At the end of a long, hard week, it's not about what you have or even what you've accomplished. It's about who you have lifted up, supported, and made better. It's about what you've given back. Hi, this is Carly from BNP Propane in Holton. We at BNP Propane want to encourage you on Friday nights to enjoy a meal out at a local restaurant, shop at the locally owned businesses, cheer on the student athletes from the stands, or visit the front porch of a neighbor. Seek to share a little of yourself and touch the lives of others. In this world, we were never meant to do life alone behind a screen.
My name is Amber, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 6 years. Being a nurse and mother of 3 boys, I appreciate that Dr. Lukert not only believes in a holistic approach to chiropractic health, but that he and his staff are very welcoming and accommodating with my children. I also appreciate that his goal for each patient is wellness care and injury prevention, rather than just treating the symptoms. This is why I am a regular patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, and why I would recommend you be too.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart. Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. That means we have a lot of experience in delivering hometown banking to the people and businesses in this area. If you are with us now, or if you're seeking something new, we want to be your bank of choice.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Keeping you connected on the Kansalad Radio Community Calendar is powered by JBN Telephone Company. Holton High School will hold the FCCLA 5K and Fitness Fair Saturday, November 13th. Registration starts at 9 a.m. on the east side of the courthouse in the Circle Drive in Holton. The 5K race and fitness fair will take place on each corner of the courthouse lawn from 9:30 a.m. until noon.
And welcome back again to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Tomlinson here with you on this somewhat chilly Friday. Perfect football weather. Let's just call it that. It might be a little chilly, but beautiful football weather out there for some Kansas playoff football action. And we're going to get into it, taking a look at the scores and then also looking at the playoff brackets here and what the matchups look like for next week. Again, we'll start in 8-man Division 2 with Axtell tonight at home in a rematch with Hanover. It's Axtell winning at 52-26. They won the first matchup in a great ball game, 30-24. But tonight, Axtell dominating the second half, especially to get to 10-0. Looking at the bracket then for Axtell, they will take on Waverly next. Waverly defeated Meridazine Valley tonight, 54-14. Other matchups next week in 8-man Division 2, just to kind of take a look. Again, in the quarterfinals, Lebo and Thunder Ridge, they're on the same side of the bracket with Axtell. So again, if Axtell were to win next week, they would look to play the winner of Lebo Thunder Ridge. On the bottom half of that bracket then, Victoria and Dighton will play, and South Barber and Wheaton Grinnell will wrap up the four games again in 8-man Division 2. 8-man Division 1, then taking a look at finals from the local area. Frankfort in 8-man Division 2, again, losing to Thunder Ridge tonight. I mentioned that Thunder Ridge playing Lebo next week. They did so by defeating Frankfort tonight by a score of 58-8. So then looking at 8-man Division 1, we see that, again, Canton Galva tonight knocks off Clifton Clyde by a score of 66-20. Up next for Canton Galva will be Sedan, as Sedan tonight defeated Chase County 34-20. And again, that does knock out our final team with the local area in 8-man Division 2. 1A, we do have two teams still alive, the first of which would be Jefferson County North tonight. They defeat Troy 48-8. Up next for Jefferson County North will be Olpe, as Olpe tonight defeats Jackson Heights by a score of 35-0. So the Cobras season does come to an end at 5-5, as Olpe is still undefeated on the season. Olpe has only given up 12 points this season, and that was in a blowout win over Linden. They won 70-12, only giving up 12 points late in that game. So again, other than that, Olpe has shut out all of their opponents otherwise. And tonight, no exception, as they defeat Jackson Heights for the second time this season. So Jefferson County North, again, a tough test for them. They will play Olpe again in Class 1A next week. Also in action next week will be Centralia, as tonight it's the Panthers over the Mustangs by a score of 41-0. Centralia is victorious. They get to 7-2. Valley Heights, their season ends at 4-5. Up next for the Panthers will be Linden, as tonight Linden knocks off Wabunsee by a score of 44-33. So Centralia again playing Linden next week. If they were to win, they would take on the winner of Olpe Jefferson County North. And then on the bottom half of that bracket, Inman will play Conway Springs, and then Sedgwick County will take on Smith Center. Again, that wraps up the 1A bracket. Class 2A tonight, it is Nemaha Central at Rossville. And unfortunately for the Thunder, they come up on the losing edge here tonight as Rossville wins this one 32-12. The Dogs, again, the number one team ranked in Class 2A. They went at 32-12. That's a 23-game winning streak that Rossville is currently on. They defeated Nemaha Central last year in the semifinals, 31-19. So again, this season, Nemaha Central comes to an end at the hands of the Rossville Dogs. Just to give you a heads up for Rossville, they will next take on Riverton, who defeated Osage City in overtime tonight, 28-22. Silver Lake will play Willsville in the top half of the quarterfinal bracket next week, and then in the bottom half of the state bracket in 2A, Hillsborough will take on Beloit, and Kingman will play Thomas More Prep. So Rossville, again, the path for them to the state championship will be Riverton, and then the winner between Willsville, Silver Lake. So the Battle on 24 might have a rematch again here in 2021, and then for them to get to the state championship, they would have to go through either Hillsborough, Beloit, or Kingman, Thomas More Prep, again in Class 2A. Taking a look at Class 3A a little closer, as tonight it is the Holton Wildcats getting past Perry LeCompton 41-0 is your final score. Holton is now 10-0 on the season. First matchup went to Holton as well this year, 28-7, again in district play, and they win the, again, matchup in regionals here tonight, 41-0. Up next for the Wildcats will be Girard, as Girard tonight beat Parsons by a score of 32-13. In the quarterfinals, then in the top half of that bracket, if Holton were to advance past Girard next week, they would take on the winner of Frontenac and Rock Creek, as tonight it is Rock Creek surprising Topeka Hayden, as Hayden led this one at one point 14-7. It was tied 21-all as they went into the fourth quarter. Rock Creek scored with just a few minutes left, and they hold on to win 28-21. Rock Creek advances over Hayden. So next week it will be Rock Creek taking on Frontenac, and again the winner of that one will take on the winner of Girard Holton, which again will air next week for sure on the Holton Channel on the MSC Sports Network. In the bottom half of the Class 3A bracket then, the four teams left, Concordia will play Andale next week, and southeast of Saline will take on Chaining. And then in Class 4A tonight, unfortunately for the Phoenix, their great run in 2021 does come to an end, as it is the Eudora Cardinals tonight winning 50-7 is your final score. So the Phoenix end the 2021 season with an 8-2 record. Well, we've reached our next break. Stay tuned after we come back. Recaps, I believe they're all loaded and ready to go. Thank you, sir, Mr. Kurt. We'll get to those coming up after this, right here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Grandpa sure does love deer season at Ron Kirk's Body Shop at Holton.
That's funny. I've never seen him out in a tree stand or with a gun, Colby.
Well, Hayden, I don't think he goes hunting, but deer season can sure bring more business to the body shop.
Oh, dear, Colby. But you're right. Deer are very active this time of year. We hope you avoid any deer or winter accidents.
But if you happen to hit a deer with your vehicle, of course, we want you to take it to Grandpa at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
He's been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober.
Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back. The Community National Bank High School School Board Show rolls on here on this fifth day of November on this Friday night. Seth Tomlinson here with you. Kurt Kilman also in studio as we will get some recaps in tonight from our area games of the week on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're going to start with, again, scores in 8-man Division 2 tonight as the number one team in the state. The Axtell Eagles hosted the Hanover Wildcats. Brandon Tatman has a recap from that one.
It was an 8-man D2 regional showdown between TVL foes, number one Axtell, and Hanover. And it was the Eagles on their home field getting the big win 52-26 to eliminate Hanover and end their season and punch their ticket to the sectional round next week. This game was a tale of two halves as it was a game into the late portions of the third quarter, but Axtell would put it to rest in the fourth quarter and dominate the final frame to win the game by 26. Axtell got the game going with a long, lengthy touchdown drive. A one-yard run by Isaac Detweiler made it 8-0 at the end of one. Detweiler would add another one, a touchdown pass to Eli Brocksterman. 14-0 Axtell, 7:23 left in the first half, but Hanover would not go away. Emmett Juneman getting a touchdown pass to Chase Bruna. Keegan Dimmler would add a touchdown run as well. We were tied at 14 late in the first half. Isaac Detweiler, though, led a two-minute drive in the latter portions of the second quarter, capped it off with a six-yard run with 6 seconds left. Axtell took a 20-14 lead at the break. Early portions of the third quarter, Isaac Detweiler, an 11-yard touchdown run, made it 28-14 Axtell. Once again, the Wildcats would not go away. Emmett Juneman, a two-yard touchdown run on fourth and goal, made it 28-20 after the unsuccessful two-point conversion. That was with about the halfway point in quarter number three. And then a turnover followed by Axtell. Hanover got it right back and got a six-yard touchdown run by Keegan Dimmler. Made it 28-26 at that point. Axtell led slimly by two with 6:16 to go in the third. But after that, all Axtell. Eli Brocksterman, 11-yard touchdown run, made it 36-26. 2:04 left in the game. Hanover then threw an interception at the goal line, threatening to get it back to within a couple of points. And then after that interception, it was Isaac Detweiler, another touchdown. Evan Bussing, 22-yard pitch and catch, made it 44-26. Early portions of the fourth, Hanover had two more turnovers in the fourth and a couple of more touchdowns by Axtell. Detweiler, again, a five-yard pass to Eli Brocksterman, put the game away 52-26 at that point. The clock was ran out, and the Eagles improved to 10-0 and move on. The Wildcats, 6-4, their season is done. Isaac Detweiler, 32 carries, 212 yards, three touchdowns, 15-16 passing, 156 yards, three more touchdowns. He's now up to 51 total touchdowns and just two interceptions this season. So the Eagles move on. The Wildcats are done. Reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Brandon Tatman.
All right. Thank you very much, Brandon. Also in 8-man Division 2, the Frankfort Wildcats, their season does come to a close here in 2021 as they lose at the hands of Thunder Ridge tonight. Longhorns win this one big 58-8. The Longhorns are 10-0, while Frankfort, their season ends with a record of 7-3. 8-man Division 1 scores tonight. Clifton Clyde on the losing end, unfortunately. The Eagles lose tonight at home to Canton Galva, 66-20 in favor of Canton tonight, again in 8-man Division One. 1A football tonight, we're going to start with a recap from Johnny Kane, as it was the Jefferson County North Chargers hosting the Trojans of Troy. Again, here is Johnny.
Jeff County North hosted Troy in the regional round of the Class 1A playoffs in 2021 on Friday night. Jeff County North, after leading just 16-8 at halftime, explodes to a 48-8 victory over Troy here tonight. Jeff County North again led 16-8 at the half, but five consecutive touchdowns in the third and fourth quarters allowed JCN to take a big lead, one of those being a pick six by Ethan Knoll. Touchdown runs by Blake Fowler. Also, Caleb Worthington had two rushing touchdowns in the second half as well for Jeff County North. JCN held Troy to just 37 total yards in the third quarter and 181 total yards. 320 for JCN's offense as they had a three-headed monster in the backfield. Caleb Worthington led the way. He was our player of the game on KNZA. 18 carries, 127 yards, and three touchdowns. Blake Fowler added 17 carries for 97 yards. He had three touchdowns. And Grady Knoll, 15 carries for 79 yards. And Grady Knoll, he added a touchdown as well for Jeff County North. So JCN, overall, they improved to 8-2 on the year. They'll get Opie next week in the sectional round, while Troy ends their season with a record of 5-5. Troy was led tonight by Cam Anderson, who threw for 116 yards and one touchdown. But again, earlier tonight, it was Jeff County North moving on to the sectional round of the Class 1A playoffs, taking down Troy by a final of 48-8. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Kane.
All right, thank you very much, Johnny. Also in Class 1A tonight, it is Opie defeating Jackson Heights 35-0. This Cobra season does end with a record of 5-5. Also then in Class 1A tonight, Centralia advances with a win over Valley Heights 41-0. Your final there. Up next for Centralia will be Linden. In Class 2A tonight, Nemaha Central, their season ends with a loss to Rossville, as the number one team in Class 2A defeats the Thunder 32-12, as Nemaha Central, their season ends with a record of 7-3. In Class 3A tonight, the Holton Wildcats met back up with Perry LeCompton for the second time this season. With a recap of how that one went, here's Justin Fluke.
The Holton Wildcats are 10-0 for the first time since 2013 and moving into the 3A sectional round of the playoffs following their third shutout of the season. Holton blanked Perry LeCompton 41-0, leading 28-0 at halftime and pitching the shutout while holding the cost to just 189 yards of total offense. Holton's only score in the first quarter came on a 7-yard touchdown run by Gary Booth. Matt Lears added a 20-yard touchdown run early in the second quarter, and then a 70-yard punt return by Matt Lears gave Holton a 21-0 lead. Gary Booth would get his second rushing touchdown before halftime and lead the Wildcats with 190 yards rushing on just 15 carries on the night. Jaden Fletcher added 76 yards and a third quarter touchdown for the Wildcats, with Jace Hallauer getting the final score of the evening to make it 41-0 heading into the fourth quarter. Both teams had one turnover in the contest. Perry's turnover, though, came after they held Holton on downs and got the football for the first time at the 50-yard line, but they were intercepted in the end zone by Jace Hallauer, and the Wildcats scored touchdowns on five of their next six offensive drives to put the game away and improve to 10-0 on the season. Perry LeCompton's year ends at 6-4. Gunnar Ball was 18 of 32 passing for 145 yards, but the cause held to just 44 yards total rushing. Kel Gorski had 68 yards, and Jackson Payne 52 yards receiving to lead the Caw offense after they had advanced to the championship game each of the last 2 years. It's Holton advancing this year, and they will host Girard next Friday night in the 3A sectionals after the final score again. Holton 41, Perry LeCompton 0. I'm Justin Fluke reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Justin. As we take a look then at Class 4A tonight, Eudora at Atchison as the Phoenix hosts the Cardinals. We do have a recap from that ball game. Here is Tom Counts.
The Atchison Phoenix wrapped up the 2021 football season at Amelia Earhart Stadium Friday night as they hosted Eudora. It was all Cardinals. They won 50-7. For Eudora, seven possessions in the ball game, four in the first half, three in the second. Seven possessions turned into seven Cardinal touchdowns. For Atchison, the lone points of the night came on the final possession of the evening as Jesse Greenley went in from 26 yards out. It was a 50-7 final score for Atchison. Nonetheless, a fantastic season. They end the year at 8-2, undefeated champions of the Kansas City Atchison League. Eudora advances to 6-4 and will move on in the Class 4A state tournament. But again, in Atchison Friday night, it was Eudora 50, the Phoenix 7. Tom Couch reporting, MSC Radio Sports.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. We've reached our final break here of the show. We're going to take it, come back, and get to the scores again. Also pick our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient. We'll do that coming up after this.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Giant Communications has its origins over 63 years ago as one of the earliest independent telecommunication companies in the state. Giant Communications and its sister companies serve more than 7,000 business and residential customers. Over the years, Giant hasn't become the biggest telecommunications provider in the state, but we've become the most dependable, offering business television, telephone, or internet for a few or a few hundred employees. Contact Giant Communications or connect remotely at giantcom.net for all your communications services.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
My name is Pam, and I first saw Dr. Lucre in 2008 for extreme low back pain. A series of adjustments had me feeling much better, so I stopped my visits. A year later, I found myself with extreme back pain again. I realized if I want to stay well, I need regular chiropractic care to be part of my wellness plan. With regular adjustments and exercise, I now move with ease and have no back pain. What I like best about Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness, however, is that Dr. Lucre and his staff truly care about me and my overall health.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Don't you wish there could be one thing you could still rely on these days? Something you can depend on? Look to Denison State Bank. Yes, situations change constantly, but we know how to react to them with the steady wisdom that comes with 120 years of experience.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do we have a communications gap going on in agriculture? Sure looks like it to me.
Tune in for the Cindy Young program every weekday morning at around 8:15, right after the local news.
If you agree or disagree, send me an email, cyoung@brownfieldnetwork.com.
Always interesting subjects with Cindy Young, weekday mornings here on Kansaland Radio.
I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield, and that's my two cents.
And again, welcome back. Doug Tollefson along here with you. Kurt Kilman also in studio, helping get the things ready to go for the show here this evening. We appreciate all of his help here throughout the 2021 high school football season. As again, tonight is our final Community National Bank High School scoreboard show here for football, as we will be back during the basketball season. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, as we've got plenty of football left to go here in Northeast Kansas. Taking a look at scores again one final time here tonight. We take a look first at 4A tonight, as Atchison, their season comes to an end, as it is the Cardinals from Eudora winning tonight 50-7 over the Phoenix. Atchison, their season ends with a record of 8-2, their first winning season since 2016. Holton Wildcats, they advance tonight with a shutout win over Perry LeConte 41-0. The number 4 team in Class 3A will get to 10-0, and they will advance to play Girard. That will be next Friday. The Wildcats advance in Class 3A. In Class 2A tonight, it is the Thunder coming up just short tonight at Rossville as Nemaha Central loses this one to the number one team in Class 2A. The Dogs win it 32-12. It was a close game into the third quarter, but Rossville would go on to score the last 16 points of the game to win this one 32-12. It's a 23-game winning streak for Rossville as Nemaha Central, for the second year in a row, they exit the playoffs at the hands of the Dogs. In Class 1A tonight, two teams from the local area advance. One team would be the Centralia Panthers as they shut out Valley Heights tonight, 41-0. The Mustang season ends with a record of 4-5. Up next for Centralia will be Linden. The other team from the local area still in action is Jefferson County North as the Chargers tonight. They defeat Troy tonight. 48-8 is the final. Up next for JCN will be Olpe, as Olpe tonight defeated Jackson Heights by a score of 35-0. The Trojans tonight of Troy, they end their season with a record of 5-5. Also ending with a 5-5 record this year is Jackson Heights in Class 1A. Eight-man football in Division I, it's Canton Galva knocking off Clifton Clyde tonight, 66-20. The Eagles season ends here in 2021 with a record of 7-2. Also, season coming to an end for the Frankfort Wildcats tonight as they lose a tough one on the road at number 2, Thunder Ridge. 58-8 is the final. The Wildcats record to end the year, 7-3. And in a rematch in Class 8-man Division 2, Axtell taking on Hanover. It's a TVL showdown, a rematch from a game played earlier this season where Axtell won by 6, 30-24. But tonight, it's all Axtell in the fourth quarter specifically, as it was a close game throughout three quarters of play. But Axtell does run away with this one, 52-26. Up next for Axtell, they will play the winner. Waverly, who won earlier tonight as well. So Axtell still alive, looking to advance again next Friday night when they take on Waverly.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go! Come on!
At Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's game ball presentation.
All right, taking a look at our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. I've got three on the list here tonight, first of which is Caleb Worthington for the Jefferson County North Chargers tonight. He led the team in touchdowns with three of them. He had 127 yards on 18 carries, so Caleb Worthington nominated to the list. Also on the list here tonight from Centralia, Presley Bowers. He had two touchdown catches tonight, one for 32 and one for 24 yards. So Presley Bowers has been nominated to the list as well. And also nominated and is going to take it is Isaac Detweiler for the Axtell Eagles tonight. He had 32 carries for 212 yards. He also went 15 for 16 passing for 156 yards. And he had three touchdowns on the ground, three touchdowns through the air. And when you count for six touchdowns in a game, there's a good chance you're going to get a game ball, and he does that tonight. Our final Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner tonight, again, Isaac Detweiler of the Axtell Eagles. Well, the 119th meeting between the Wildcats and the Jayhawks is coming up this weekend. As a KU fan, I'd just like to point out that the Jayhawks lead the overall series by a 64-49 margin. That being said, recent history definitely does favor the Wildcats. The Jayhawks have not beaten the Wildcats since their Orange Bowl season back in 2008. Last year, the Wildcats knocked off the Hawks 55-14 in Manhattan. It is a home game for KU, but the Cats are favored again this year by a measly 24 points. Kickoff set for Lawrence at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. The Wildcat pregame show on KMZA and KNZA starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Also, we've got Benedictine Ravens suffering a tough loss on the road at Baker last weekend. Despite jumping out to a 7-0 lead in the first quarter, Baker took the lead back in the second quarter and never looked back, ultimately winning 28-23. Benedictine on the road again this weekend as they head to Nixon, Missouri to take on Evangel. The Ravens are just one game above 500 with just two games left in the regular season. Kickoff for the Ravens tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Catch the action live on CARE 93.7 FM. Also, Scotties have entered the postseason. Highland finishing up the regular season on the short end, losing to Dodge City 27-21 last weekend. The Scotties have a tough test tomorrow. They head to Hutchison. The Dragons are 5-2 on the season and have already beaten the Scotties 20-7 just a few weeks ago. Kickoff from Hutch, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for Highland. And it wasn't pretty by any stretch, but the Chiefs did get the win Monday against the Giants. The Chiefs are still at home here this Sunday. They will host the Packers, who again will be without starting quarterback Aaron Rodgers. KC still needs to shore up some issues on both sides of the ball if they look to get above 500 for the first time since week one of this season. Kickoff Sunday, scheduled for 3:25. You can catch the action on KMZA 92.1 FM, the Chiefs pregame show starting at 2 o'clock. Well, that's going to wrap up the show here for tonight and for the football season. But again, don't forget, you can find out all the information you need to know about the rest of the postseason at mscsports.net. Check out the website for all of the latest scores. We'll get the brackets updated on there as well for all of the teams still alive. And we'll also get our on-air schedule up there as soon as we can once we have figured out how we're going to cover next Friday night. Again, when you want to know the latest in Northeast Kansas high school sports, mscsports.net is your source for that information. Like I said, that's going to do it here for the 2021 football season and the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. As always, I'd like to thank Kurt Kilman here at the studios, helping get things ready each and every week. I'd also like to thank all the play-by-play guys on all of our area networks, on the MSC Sports Network, all of their help getting me ready for the show each and every Friday night. So until the basketball season gets here, enjoy the rest of the high school football season, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, for all the final scores, area standings, schedules, and more, visit our website, mscsports.net. This Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show has also been brought to you by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, by Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, by Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by Edward Jones with offices in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, by S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions.